This is Passport to Texas. Evolution bypassed the alligator gar. Compare today's gar to the fossil record, and the differences are insignificant.
They're often perceived as being this very primitive, horrible fish that is kind of scary looking, and people for that reason have some fear of them.
David Buckmeyer, a fisheries scientist for Parks and Wildlife, says this coastal river-dwelling freshwater fish is actually quite docile despite appearances. The alligator gar is the largest freshwater fish in Texas and can grow up to 10 feet long and have the potential of tipping the scales at over 300 pounds.
They have a head shaped much like that of an alligator, hence the name. They are quite primitive. They have heavy bony scales all across their body, which are called ganoid scales, and it's actual bone plates that protect that fish.
A behavior that some find unnerving is the gar's tendency to linger at the water's surface.
Their gills aren't advanced enough to get enough oxygen, especially when the water temperatures are warm, so that's why people will frequently see them at the top of the water, is they'll come up, gulp air, and then go back down.
So maybe it's not that their gills aren't advanced enough, maybe they are evolving and they're going to be crawling on the land soon.
Unlikely. They've been around for a long, long time, and they've been the same way.
Okay, well, it was worth a shot. Alligator gar is abundant in Texas and is a sought-after sport fish. More on that tomorrow. The Sport Fish and Wildlife Restoration Program supports our series. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.